Hi, this is Meredy Doddleston. Simonetta Fraquelli is an independent curator and early 20th century European art historian. She worked on the current exhibition over the last 3 years, and I spoke with her at the Barnes Foundation in mid-February. I started by asking her about the significance of Cubism at this time in Picasso's creative life. She also tells the story of how Picasso came to design for the ballet Parade.
I don't think that he ever had misgivings about Cubism, strong misgivings about Cubism. I think that he was very aware of public opinion, and he was very aware of what was going on around him. And I think he was looking for viable ways to express his art, but I don't think that he ever renounced Cubism. I think that his move towards more naturalistic works at this period was partly to do with the moment in which he was living, and it was maybe he felt it was patriotic to be looking back at these great French masters who he had looked at before. And this wasn't the first time he'd looked at Ingres or Cézanne, these great French masters, and he was aware of situating himself within a historical framework of artists, great masters, and he was always very well aware of his own position. So I think that he wanted to find a way to integrate naturalism with his Cubist works and to make them work somehow together.
But if you look at Cubism and then you look at more representational art, it seems like almost a backstep. For Picasso, it wasn't thought of that way.
I think that's how it was conceived at the time. People were shocked, especially his avant-garde friends. They were shocked, you know, say, what are you doing here? Why are you seemingly turning your back on this more modernist trend and going backwards? But I think if you look carefully at his figurative works, they're never straightforward figurative works. All his works are already informed by what he's done in Cubism. Even when you look at his figurative works, there are aspects of them which could not have been done in the way they were done if he had not done his Cubist works.
Is there a way to describe this period in Picasso's development?
Well, it's a complicated period because, I mean, you have with Cubism, you have kind of analytical Cubism and then, let's say, synthetic Cubism, which goes on maybe through this period, through the war. But then he starts doing naturalistic works. But then after the war, they become what is mostly known as his neoclassical period. So there are different ways of describing these works because, for example, the drawing we have of Max Jacob in the exhibition, which is of 1915, a wonderful drawing from the Musée Picasso, which was a kind of key moment in his development. It is not a neoclassical drawing, but if you look at works that we have in the latter part of the exhibition of the 1920s, there are works which are more, let's say, readily describable, if one can use that word, as neoclassical. But neoclassical, again, very much informed by what else has happened. So they're not straightforward neoclassical works. They are always informed by what has come before.
Upstairs, we see costumes for the ballet. Please explain to me how Picasso came about designing these.
Jean Cocteau, who's this young poet, and kind of he lives on the right bank. He's kind of slightly different background to Picasso, and he's trying to ingratiate himself with this great artist. Picasso was already, you know, a famous guy. He wants to get him involved with the Ballet Russe because he's written a score, and he invites Satie. And it's quite a complicated thing. It takes a while for it to be organized, but let's say Picasso was his big draw. He wanted Picasso to be involved, and he entices him. He goes, those photographs we have in the exhibition are, I think, in a way of ingratiating himself with the great artist. He goes, turns up at his studio dressed up as a harlequin. You know, he's doing all these things to kind of say to Picasso, you know, come on, do this thing with me. And he persuades him in the end to get involved with the Ballet Russe. And Picasso goes with him to Rome, because at the time the Ballet Russe was based in Rome during the wartime, and goes, it's an opportunity to leave wartime Paris, and he goes to Rome to work on these costumes and set design.
And the name of the ballet is?
The name of the ballet is Parade. It's about a troupe who are trying to entice people to come and look at them, and it's quite a funny ballet. Some of the costumes are extremely cubistic, if one can call them that, and some are much more traditional, and they interplay with each other. We show a performance in the exhibition, and we have one of the original costumes in the exhibition, which comes from the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, and we have three remakes, but very funny costumes.
Did he ever do anything like this again with a ballet?
He did work on other ballets. He worked on a ballet called Tricorne, I think it was 1919. He worked on another one called Mercure in 1924. No, he did other ballets. Working in this different medium, working with costumes, working with set design, really gave him free rein to explore his different styles, and I think it came at a very important moment. It also allowed him to go to Italy and see the antiquities and see the Italian Renaissance works, great masters, and I think that the confluence, bringing all these things together, really then catapulted him into another phase of his work and his art.
Also, he created another relationship for him with respect to Olga, no?
Absolutely. It's 1917 was also a pivotal year because it was the year that he met Olga Koklova, and who was a ballerina with the Ballet Russe, and he married her the year after, and so that does also change his life. She changes his life to a certain extent. She comes from a very different background, has very different aspirations, and for the next few years, his life is very different. Interestingly, a lot of the works, the paintings and drawings of her are all in a much more traditional style.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.